With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. How much legal trouble does President Trump face as a result of Michael Cohen's guilty pleas? Julie Bykowitz joins us in a moment. First, here are some top stories. President Trump on Twitter Wednesday accused Michael Cohen of fabricating his testimony that the president ordered him to pay hush money to two women during the 2016 campaign. It came one day after his former lawyer implicated Mr. Trump in a federal crime as Mr. Cohen pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations, among other charges. The president also mocked Mr. Cohen's legal prowess, though he had paid him for more than a decade to handle legal and business matters for himself and his Trump Organization business. The Federal Reserve issued minutes from their last policy meeting on July 31st and August 1st. Policymakers signaled that they would raise interest rates at the next meeting in September after holding them steady at this most recent meeting. Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson said the Fed also discussed removing a key word found in past statements, the word accommodative.
That means that interest rates are low enough that they still are stimulating economic activity. And in the minutes, they discussed possibly removing that word accommodative, which would sort of signal that rates are getting low enough where they're not stimulating the economy, but they're not slowing it down, what they commonly refer to as the neutral rate.
And Kate said trade battles were also on the minds of policymakers.
They were really concerned that basically a prolonged trade dispute could start to pose risks to their forecast. That is, it could start to weigh on the economy.
The Fed last raised rates in June, sending the federal funds rate up 0.25% to a range between 1.75% and 2%. Lowe's is slimming down in a bid to close the gap with rival home improvement chain Home Depot. Lowe's plans to shut down Orchard Supply Hardware Stores, a small regional hardware chain it acquired 5 years ago. And CEO Marvin Ellison says a review is underway to determine the future of other non-retail investments. Separately, Lowe's said it recruited David Denton, CVS Health's finance chief, to join the company as its new chief financial officer. Still ahead, what are the legal consequences of Michael Cohen's guilty pleas for President Trump? President Trump is under legal scrutiny in the wake of guilty pleas Tuesday by his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. In entering the pleas, Mr. Cohen asserted that the president directed him to violate campaign finance laws through payments to two women who claimed to have had affairs with Mr. Trump. But how much legal trouble does President Trump face? Julie Bykowitz is a national political reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and she joins us from Washington. Julie, isn't it true that Mr. Cohen's plea is problematic for the president because it directly implicates Mr. Trump in a felony?
That's exactly right. It is at least a political problem for the president because this is really the first time in the myriad criminal cases that various Trump associates face where the president himself has been directly implicated in a potential crime. You know, taking Mr. Cohen's plea deal at face value, he is saying in black and white that the president, when he was a candidate, directed him to violate campaign finance law. So that certainly puts legal scrutiny on the president, if not a little bit more.
These violations concern payments to two women, $130,000 to former adult film star Stormy Daniels, and a $150,000 payment to former playmate Karen McDougal, and Mr. Trump denies having affairs with either woman.
That's right. And the issue, again, here is what happens next for the president. We're awaiting further detail from Mr. Cohen, who seems, at least through his attorney, Lanny Davis, very eager to talk and disclose more information about exactly what was happening inside the Trump campaign as it relates to these campaign finance issues with the two women. So there are more details that we need to learn. But one interesting caveat is that all of the legal scholars and campaign finance attorneys that I spoke with last night said that it would be extremely difficult for prosecutors to build a case against Mr. Trump. And there's a couple of different really important reasons for that. First of all, it's an open question whether you can indict a sitting president. Current Justice Department guidance is that you cannot, and certainly we would all seem to be operating under that guidance, but it's never been tested at the Supreme Court level whether that guidance would apply. So that's an extremely thorny legal issue in and of itself. And then secondarily, building a campaign finance case is very difficult. And that's because, setting aside this Michael Cohen plea, Had he taken this particular case to court, prosecutors would have had to have proven that Mr. Trump knowingly and willfully violated campaign finance law. That is, that he knew he was breaking the law and did it anyway. That is what elevates these campaign finance violations from something that's more on the inadvertent and less serious side to something that is considered a felony with some serious jail time attached to it. So to build a case against Mr. Trump, even if you could get through the indicting a sitting president issue, prosecutors would have a huge mountain to climb in building a case that Mr. Trump knowingly and willfully violated campaign finance law.
What do the campaign finance laws say that are pertinent to this?
Each election cycle, so that's for the primary and the general election combined, an individual donor cannot give more than $5,400 to a candidate's campaign. And just to remind people, here we're talking about payments prosecutors have determined were campaign related of $130,000 and $150,000. So those are certainly in excess of $5,400. And there's also an issue of, you know, corporate donations to a campaign, either money or in kind, which is services that are not monetary. And the allegation here is that there was a media company involved in the Karen McDougal side of things that prosecutors believe that corporate donation occurred, which would have been illegal as well.
Cohen said these payments were for the purpose of influencing the election and that they were made at the direction of the president. So apparently they're going to have a very, very tough time actually proving that.
That's right. There's another issue here, even apart from the legal quagmires that we've already talked about, which is, were these payments made for, you know, but for the campaign, they would not have been made. And many of the lawyers that I spoke with last night, particularly those on the Republican side or Trump supporting attorneys, you know, pointed out to me that it's such a gray area. You know, would Mr. Trump have been paying, you know, women who were alleging affairs money to keep silent had he not been a presidential candidate? That sort of, is it just because of the campaign issue is what doomed the John Edwards case from the 2008 presidential election. You might remember that Mr. Edwards did face trial on campaign finance violation charges himself, and the jury ultimately could not conclude that the payments from donors to Mr. Edwards' mistress were only because he was a political candidate.
And we should say, as Mr. Cohen was pleading guilty in a Manhattan federal courtroom, President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was convicted of bank and tax fraud in an unrelated case. And that was a victory for special counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election and whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Kremlin, which both deny. And that could give Mr. Mueller's investigation a momentum boost, though none of the charges against Mr. Manafort are related to the central questions in the Russian investigation. So it is really the Michael Cohen guilty pleas that present the biggest potential problem for the president at this point.
That's exactly right. I mean, we don't know where the Robert Mueller probe is going from here. Certainly, Mr. Manafort faces another trial in September in Washington, D.C., that's more centralized on issues of whether he was acting as an unreported foreign agent. But again, even that case wouldn't directly touch the president as far as we know. But the Mueller probe is ongoing. It shows no signs of wrapping up anytime soon. There are lots of open questions about whether the president will sit for an interview with Mr. Mueller, more to come potentially on WikiLeaks, and sort of the whole tangle of the probe does not appear to be anywhere near wrapping up.
Wall Street Journal national political reporter Julie Bykowicz joining us from Washington. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.